unless anybody has a burning question, I think I'm going to leave you all to have a lovely weekend. Oh, that's very sad, Darren. Always sad. But a young king would actually suit us better constitutionally right now, because a young king was much more inclined to be tough to a parliament that is obviously corrupt, obviously odious, and obviously hated. So a young king who supported us did things like performatively refuse to give royal assent to the murdering babies bill, performatively refuse to give assent to the mass state killing bill. Whether you give in after a week or two of pressure is a different question, and that's very much for his office. But I think you at least performatively refuse to do it, because you say, no, this is monstrous. Parliament has lost its way. Parliament has lost its moral compass. Parliament is evil. Because then when the Parliament is gone, and 5 years later, when you have the obvious scandals that we're all obviously going to have, the king, that young king can go, see, I told you. And he will be on the side of good. And a young king who's looking at a 40-year reign, much more inclined to do that than an old king who is desperate to sort of achieve something vaguely good before his time runs out. But everybody's sending lots of lovely things.